Now, just talking about music makes you want to dig in and hear some.
Okay, great.
You all were kind enough to bring your guitars, depending on your point of view, to Studio A.
This is actually kind of fun. When I listened to the CD, you know, like 10 minutes ago, you guys walk in the room, I have all these fresh ideas, and I'm sure they're all wrong, but the title of the album is Genesis 414?
Just self-titled, yeah.
In some senses, it struck me as kind of like, was it art rock? The Yes albums, kind of a journey,
mm-hmm.
You know, from start to finish.
Okay.
Looking back on a time period in your life, but a lot of connectivity in the tunes.
Yeah. There's a lot of characters that show. Like, even from the last LP, there's still some of those characters that show up in these songs. A lot of the times, something will strike me, or I'll get a memory from 10 years ago or 15, or maybe something happened yesterday. And I'll say, okay, well, it's one of the ones that happened a long time ago. I'll be like, what was I feeling at that moment? You know, how was I feeling then? And then usually something will come up and make
a
song.
You're looking back on what chunk of your life? You all are 30-somethings now. Are you looking back primarily at your
There's life? A lot of 20 to 24-year-old years there.
Uh-huh.
Just because you make a lot of mistakes and do a lot of stupid stuff. And so it's looking back at that. A lot of times, you know, there'll be like somebody I'm accusing or sort of reprimanding in the songs, and people are like, oh, who are you mad at? I was like, I'm talking to myself sometimes. A lot of the times about that kind of stuff. So,
but at least a third of the album, if not more, is based on stuff within the last 2 years.
That's true. These songs, yeah.
Well, regardless, you've got the sameness is it's reflection that seems real. And I appreciate that as a listener. Second Chances is one of those tunes. And tell me about the backstory on that one.
Second Chances is really... I talk about how I have this plan for all this, and Second Chances is sort of different than a lot of the stuff on the album. Me and my wife watched Crazy Heart, that Jeff Bridges film about country music. And then after it, I just had this overall feeling, and, you know, I was just thinking, everybody writes love songs for, you know, when you're just in love, or you're a teen, or you're in your 20s, and maybe you found the first love of your life and stuff. And I was like, nobody writes it for, like, you know, the middle-aged, twice-divorced person that just, you know, don't want to spend the rest of their life alone. And I was like, they need a song too. Everybody needs love. So that's where it started in my head. Of course, there's stuff that has to do with me and different old relationships and stuff in the song, but the main impetus for the song was that.
An ode to the middle-aged twice divorced. I love that. And there are lots of listeners who could really cheer for a song
like
this.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a cut, as long as you all are here in Studio A.
Okay.
That's your Second Chances.
Started, nothing said, but I don't wanna wait no more. Smoldered fingers, that's what you get. I'm holding on to love too long. So I got no time for regrets and second chances. I'll spend, but I want you. Things keep changing, I know it's hard, feeling so out of control. Years have shown us we're not that smart, and I don't wanna be alone. So I got no time for regrets and second chances. I'll spend, but I want you. Chances are this could all go wrong. You'll hate me and I'll hate you. And if it does, I think we'll both agree. I'll find someone new. You'll find someone too. Taking chances, I've blown a few, ending fairs.
face down on the floor. We're starting over, that's nothing new. We'll take it as it comes from now on. So I got no time for regrets and second chances. I spent, but I want you.
Really neat to get a chance to hear you guys doing this on acoustic. It's a different feel, but you have the drive going on. We just heard Chad Barnard vocals and guitar, and Shane Mock guitar and vocals and synth on the CD.
Yes.
Your voices pair up real nice together in the back. You've just got the same timbre doing some nice backup vocals. I was struck by the shift in the falsetto section in the middle on the LP. It's this kind of off in the distance radio or TV sound, mm-hmm. which I'm sure Mitch had some role in.
Yeah.
Perfectly effective. But it tuned me into kind of the little Beatles influence in a sense of that segment. I'm thinking Eleanor Rigby and loneliness and all that kind of stuff. But it really captures the spirit of it.
Oh, that's great, because, I mean, Beatles, John Lennon especially, but the Beatles had their fingerprints all over our stuff. I mean, a lot of people's stuff. I mean,
who they don't have. But I like the variety there.
Yeah, Mitch, it was fun being in the studio with radio sounds. And for that synth part that's on the album, I couldn't find the tone I wanted on my synth and couldn't think of something. So finally I pulled out my iPod Touch and have a synth app. And so had Mitch in his, you know, multi-million dollar studio and pull out an iPod Touch and play a free app to get the synth sound on the album. And
did it one take, and Mitch was like, well, you can't do better than that. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that is kind of a signature of Janis 414, the Shane Touch. There are lots of them.
He makes the song so much better.
Yeah. I call it ear candy.
Yeah.
You guys keep the drive going with the guitars. That's a neat riff. How'd you stumble on that one? That da 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 da.
Honestly, it's one of those things where it just comes to you. You're sitting there. I don't know how other musicians work. I mean, they all work different ways, but I'll just usually sit at my downstairs. I have like a little office or place where I can go by myself, and it's essential when you have like three kids. So all my CDs and I got collages of like all my artists that I love up on the walls and stuff, and I'll just sit there and just strum away, and then sometimes something will come. You're just like, oh, I like that.
It's an interesting juxtaposition, because you got, and really you're talking about, and one of the lines in there, feeling so out of control, and then you got this, at the same time, this driving, dun, 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 dun. It's like, let's go sort of feel to it.
Yeah, the whole song is basically saying, hey, we've made some mistakes in the past, you know, our track record's not that good, but forget that. Right now, this feels great, and let's run with it. Let's just embrace it.
Yeah. I want to dive in with another tune. Can you play something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Unspoken on a lot of levels. Want to dive into the writing process and writing and performing, that whole thing. It's a neat tune.
Unspoken.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Some things are better left unspoken, especially what I think about you. Beat down, bloodied, bruised and broken. Cut our ties, we're through. The girl I liked, having you around, having you to talk to. Our voices without a sound. Convinced ourselves it's true. But being alone isn't much better. That's the best we can do. This girl I like, having you around, having you to talk to. Voices without a sound. And I like having you around, having you to talk to. I wonder where you're off tonight. She called me quits. I said that's it. Do we each other off the canyon, only to have us echo back again. I miss those lights, little 5 points on Friday nights, shows at the point and criminal records, waxing facts and jumping starters. Being apart's been so much better. We tried to deny it, but we knew. Brought out the worst in each other. I hope Chicago's good to you. This girl, I liked having you around, having you to talk to. Our voices without a sound. And I liked having you around, having you to talk to. I wonder what you're up to now.
Unspoken. And we heard Chad Barnard, vocals and guitar, and Shane Mauch, guitar. Neat tune. It makes me think of just the personal nature of the storytelling there. I guess it begins with the writing. Talk me through that, Chad. I'm assuming this is your tune.
Yeah.
Getting in touch with that from a writing perspective. When did you feel like, oh, this is a theme I'm going to explore, and how did it come about?
Well, I have these tapes, these little micro tapes.
Oh, like a dictaphone sort
mm-hmm.
of thing?
Uh-huh. And so for the last 15 years, anytime I have an idea, I'll record it and say, okay, I'll work on that later. And so I've got 10 or 12 tapes full of just different ideas. And I'll go back from time to time and listen to them. And this was one of the ones that started, the idea of the song is probably 12 to 13 years old. Huh. So it was definitely going on at the moment when I started the song.
You heard it, and then after 12 years, it had new resonance for some reason?
Yes, a lot of these songs. Because I was such a mad tear. And I wasn't really recording with anybody, so I had nobody pushing me, hey, finish these songs. I'll just record all these ideas. And so now that we're in a band and recording songs, I'll go through and listen. And we found a lot of songs that way through, like, oh, man, we should make this a song. And so this one's about Atlanta when I went to school there and Little 5 Points, the area, and all the punk club, The Point, which was there. It's not there anymore. Criminal Records, which is like my favorite record shop. It was just about that whole era of I would look forward to every weekend getting to go to Little 5 Points. Because I'm from a small town, Mount Airy, and down there was just, you know, before the internet, if I wanted something, I had to find it in a mail order catalog and order it and wait 6 to 8 weeks for the music to get here, and I might get it, might not like it. Down there, anything you wanted, you could get it right then. And so it was just the feel of going and discovering new music every weekend and coming home with stuff, and also the relationship I had there. And it was just we were just really bad to each other and really shouldn't have been with each other, but there was nobody else at that moment, so we sort of clung to each other because we were both from Mount Airy and sort of fishes out of water. And so it was just sort of saying, hey, we had a great time, but we're so much better off that we're not together anymore.
that feeling of feeling trapped, that's something a lot of people can relate to.
Hopefully. I mean, that's the only way I can feel it. If I don't have a personal connection, I can't really feel it. That's why all the songs we do, it's really personal, but I hope I tell it in a way that it's the universality or whatever the 50 Cent word is that comes across where other people can understand what I'm trying to get across and feel it as well.
And Shane, how about you in terms of the performing aspect of these tunes and what you bring to it? Where are you pulling from, you know, when you're performing and what's it like, you know, being in a room of group of folks you may not have even met before?
That's my favorite kind of people. People I haven't met before. I love to try to make that connection with them. When you have an audience member or two in front of you, it's nice to be out there and make that eye contact with people and say, let's see what you like. And that's kind of what I was talking about, the feeling of music and not knowing. I mean, I may play something completely different in concert that we've never practiced before because that person looked like they might want to hear that to me. So I'm playing the music, but they're just as much a part of it as we are. They're just not the ones making the noise, or hopefully, and sometimes they're clapping along or singing along with us. But I may try something just based on somebody's reaction to one thing gives me something to do later in the show, that whether I've done it before or not. But I love when Chad brings a song in because that's like I learned a long time ago I'm not a songwriter. It's not my skill. I'm not good at it. And I have a lot of trouble if I ever try to sit down and write a song from scratch. But if he has an idea, that's like the perfect thing for me. I'm almost disappointed when he comes in and it's like, I got this song completely finished. I'm like, no, it can't be finished. Let me help finish it. Because finishing is my favorite part, is taking a song and saying, okay, here's what we got. Now let's make it sound like this. Or why don't we try this here or do this? I mean, a lot of the songs on the album, I can think back to the time that I was humming this unfinished song in my head, and it hit me. Like, the part that you hear on the album is what, you know, I can think at the moment. I was like, oh, that's what needs to go there. We should try this. And, you know, it might be Monday morning, I'm in the shower getting ready for work, and we don't have practice till Thursday, and I have to hold on to this for 3 days. Or I'll call Chad and say, don't let me forget, we got to try this Thursday. That's what excites me about music, is that creating something new, and it's something coming to my head and then making it happen where you hear it. And it's, I mean, that was, the studio process was so amazing for that, because Mitch has that, I mean, I think he works very much like that, and he would have his ideas, and then you were sitting there for, you know, days and hours at a time where you're not doing anything, and all of a sudden you listen, and it's like, wow, that's what it's supposed to sound like.
You guys are like the ultimate collaborators. I mean, it seems like that's who you want in your camp.
We work very well together. And then Brad and Chris add so much in what they do.
And we're talking about Brad Nichols, the bass player, and Chris Charter on drums. Maybe a tune to wrap up that kind of calls on both of those strengths, or maybe a tune that came in half-baked, and then between the two of you, you managed to flesh out in a way that made it to the album.
I think we need to do the one foot, two foot, dude. That's perfect what he just said. It's not on the album, but it's a new one.
Yeah. That's a favorite song to play, I guess.
You got a new one? Tell me about it.
Well, I've been told by other radio broadcasters that my literary choice wasn't so great, but I like him fine. Franzen, he has this book called Freedom, and a majority of the song is based on the main female character in that story. But, of course, it's filtered through my lens, and a lot of the stuff is basically me talking to myself, saying, hey, you need to recognize you have this in you, and it might be a fault, and you might need to change it before it's too late. But it's called One Pill, Two Pill. And just for you, the F word in this song is Faulkner. People sometimes get that misconstrued, but it's Faulkner.
Everyone wonders. Faulkner's women.
So I'm going to try. And this is one I had, and I basically, I wanted like a football, like rugby, European football, a rugby-style chant where we're all singing all the verses and everything all together. And I just thought it would make a great effect. And Shane was like, no, we don't need to do that. We need to do something different. And he came up with this hand-clapping thing that just really sets the tone, and it makes it so much different than the rest of our songs. So this is a newer one called One Pill, Two Pill. Almost lost control. She's got a lot of problems. 40's down, 27 to go. She's got herself a book to write down all her secrets. Come on. She settled with a man in touch with his feelings. Like Faulkner's women, and all he does is endure. He always understands. It gets pretty annoying. Come on. Well, come on. Well, come on. Takes one pill, she's feeling fine. Ow! It takes two pills to get through the night. Ow! She only understands the morning after breakdown, when taillights fade, everything seems so clear. Her bridges to the past are baptized in fire. Come on, becoming what you hate. Well, you're just getting older. Cry drunken tears to the person you were, or sacrifice your kids and relive adolescence. Come on. Come on. Come on. It takes one pill, she's feeling fine. Ow! It takes two pills to get through the night. Ow! Learning when you're young, it takes a lot to sink in. Freedom's price is the expense of your soul. Get ahead, lucky to maintain it. Come on, come on, come
on. Come on, 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 come on.
That was great. Like that.
I forgot I can't do a step and a half bend on an acoustic guitar D string.
You gotta get yourself a fretless. That was One Pill, Two Pill. We heard Chad Barnard, vocals and guitar, Shane Mock, guitar, vocals. And boy, that sounds great. Can we expect that on the next album?
Yes.
Definitely. Lead it off with that one.
Yeah.
That sounds
That's
great.
One of our favorites right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.